SBS Radio.
SBS Filipino.
Sa panahon ng pagre-retiro, ang oras ay maaaring maging mabagal para sa mga nagtrabaho o nag-alaga ng kanilang pamilya sa kabuuan ng kanilang buhay. Kaya upang makahanap ng bagong kislap sa buhay, ang ilang mga nagre-retiro ay bumabalik sa mga laro para sa kasiyahan at pagkakaibigan. Sa tampok na ulat ni Amit Chen Yuang na isinalin natin sa wikang Filipino. Si Mabs Hall ay nasa matamlay na kalagayan bago niya natagpuan ang laro ng bridge. Halos 2 taon na ang nakalipas.
I'd get up at bed at 5 o'clock in the morning, read the paper, have a cup of tea, and then I'd fall to sleep in the chair again. I thought, this has to stop. I have to do something, or I'm going to go right under.
Determinado na baguhin ang kanyang buhay, si Mabs ay pumunta at sumali sa 50-plus bridge group sa Brisbane City Hall upang subukan ang laro.
I walked in off the street because I was lonely, and I was falling asleep in my chair, and I thought, and my grandchildren have reached their use-by date, so I had to make a life.
Makalipas ang mahigit isang taon, ang pagpunta sa nabanggit na lugar 2 beses sa 1 linggo ay naging kanyang paboritong libangan, at ang aktual na laro ay bahagi lamang nito. Nakaupo katapat ni Mabs ay ang 57 taong gulang na si Anne Bradford, bago pa lamang na nagretiro, na 1 taon pa lamang na lumipat ng Brisbane kasama ng kanyang asawa. Bago lumipat ng Brisbane, hindi pa nila nasusubukang maglaro ng bridge. Ngunit inisip nila na subukan ito upang mapanatiling matalas ang pag-iisip.
It actually stimulates you because you're learning something new. So I don't think it matters what game it is, but I do think it matters that you keep learning because the moment you stop learning, you become quite insular.
Ang lubos na ikinatutuwa ni Anne at ng kanyang asawa ay ang masaya at puno ng suporta na kapaligiran.
There are some days you go home and you've got smile soreness because you've had so many laughs, and that's lovely.
Si Faye Henderson, ang coordinator ng nabanggit na bridge group at isang aktibong manlalaro ng bridge sa loob ng nakalipas na 10 taon.
I was the one who made the tea if the family was playing cards. But my husband was very competitive, so I didn't compete. But I enjoy it here. It's great.
Ayon sa mga naglalaro ng bridge, hindi nila tinitignan na sumali sa isang professional na kompetisyon. Ngunit maaari pa rin silang maging kompetibo habang nagsasaya.
Yes!
No, we do our best. We try to play our hands as best we can.
And sometimes after coffee or chocolate, some people bid when they shouldn't bid at all.
Sa gulang na 82, naniniwala ang parehong si Mabs at Faye na kailangan mong panatilihin na sumubok ng mga pagbabago sa iyong sarili upang gawing kawili-wili ang buhay.
Everybody's busy these days, so it's up to us to
motivate
ourselves.
I have wonderful children who would do anything for me, but I don't want to be a burden to them. I'm going to keep on soldiering on my way.
At si Faye ay hindi rin titigil sa pagiging aktibo.
Well, I think when you stop, you lose your identity anyway, and we certainly don't want to do that.
Precisely.
Parami ng parami ang mga Australiano na may edad na higit sa 50 na naglalaro ng mga masayang aktibidad upang mapabuti ang kanilang kapakanan. 49% ng mga Australiano na nasa grupo ng edad na ito ay pinipili na maglaro ng mga video game upang mapanatiling aktibo ang kanilang mga pag-iisip. Ibinahagi ng Communication and Media Professor mula Bond University na si Jeff Brand ang resulta ng kanyang pananaliksik batay mula sa mga sample mula sa mahigit 1,200 kabahayan.
We know that older adults really enjoy games that are puzzle-based, that are problem-solving-based, rather than those games that are action-based or adventure-based. If we understand that our number one motivation for playing after the age of 50 is to keep our mind active, it makes sense that the sorts of games that we're looking to play are those games that challenge, you know, our neuroplasticity and our cognitive abilities.
Ang pananaliksik ni Professor Brand ay nagpapakita na ang paglalaro ay hindi lamang binabawasan ang pagkabalisa, ngunit maaari rin itong maging positibo para sa kaisipan, emosyonal at panlipunang kapakanan ng isang tao.
All games have a win and lose condition, and to win and to move ahead in a complex puzzle game, for example, really helps us feel that we have capability and that we have something that is both good for us and enjoyable to do. So our optimism and our sense of well-being can be increased through judicious or purposeful use of different media, and video games are no different.
Si Alex Yuen, ang Activities Coordinator sa Elderly Australian Chinese Homes sa New South Wales. Pinamamahalaan niya ang mga palaro tulad ng bingo at mahjong upang makatulong na maramdaman ng mga residente ng aged care na sila ay feel at home o parang nasa bahay lamang.
You can imagine they would like to play this, but they are too lonely in the aged care home. They have too many time there.
Ayon kay Alex, karamihan sa mga laro ay idinisenyo upang mapanatiling aktibo ang katawan at isipan.
Most of the elderly, when they join the aged care home, they have very little activity, so their muscle will be less powerful, and also they must see things not as good as before. So in order to maintain their physical health and also the mental health, we will introduce some games for those elderly. For example, bingo games that will give them an opportunity to coordinate their eye and their hand.
At balik naman sa 50-plus center sa Brisbane, sina Mabs at Faye ay uminom ng tsaa sa pagitan ng mga laro ng bridge. Hinihikayat nila ang mga tao na subukan ang paglalaro ng larong bridge.
We learn because everybody starts off from whatever they do, they can't do it when they start.
And if you don't have a go, you'll never know.
That's right.
Tangkiliki ng higit pang mga kwento sa inyong wika sa pamamagitan ng pagbisita sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
sbs.com.au